I told y'all that I was going to be coming to you live from big time Washington, D.C. And lo and behold, there's like 57 people working on this, trying to make this happen right now. And oh my gosh, it's like one of those Star Wars Lego sets that you think it's really cool and it's going to be really easy. And it's just not. So anyway, guys, there's a lot of people that's working on this. But dude, we got it. And we're here, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a very special podcast of The Pulse at a very special time. Now, it just turned 4 o'clock here, over here on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. And I think that there, if my math is correct, I believe it is 3 o'clock. And guys, I got so much to tell you because I did speak on Capitol Hill this morning. I did. And it was awesome. And I did speak yesterday at another place here in Washington, D.C. And it too was also awesome. And guys, there's so much going on. So I've got a lot of victory to share with you. And here's what I want to ask you to do. Would you please share this? Would you please share this? Would you like this? Would you comment on it? Would you say, hey, man, I'm watching from so-and-so? Or you can say, go Troy or something, right? And as long as you're nice, you can do that. And so I have several different friends that are joining me here today. And I want to tell you, while I am here, I am not here alone. I am actually in a whole room full of people. Ben just walked in. He's tripping over himself right now. There he is. Ben has been, he's been on his own adventure today. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. Suwanami and Mario and Bill are right on the other side of that. Hello, guys. How are y'all over there? Yes, they're right on the other side. But seated with me, guys, I want to introduce to you our brand new media director of all things Troy Brewer Ministries and Open Door Church. We've been trying to get her here for several months. She's here. And as soon as she got here, she had to jump out of the pan and into the fire and come out here with me. Guys, this is Shay Wilbur. Hi, Shay.
It's so nice to meet all of you. Thank you for having me officially on The Pulse. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I've been watching this from home. You know, first of all, I'm so glad and I'm so happy to be a part of the team. And I have a broad history in media. And so it's exciting to be on this team and be working with people that are doing such an important work. And what a way to get thrown into the fire, you know, just coming to DC. I mean, I've been actually physically in Texas for, I think, a week and a half. Yeah. So you were like, you got to come to DC with me. I'm like, I still got boxes to unpack, but I knew this was a trip that I had to be on. I'm so glad. I mean, we landed here, and when we landed, Biden resigned.
Yeah.
Or from the presidential race. Literally, yeah. The day we landed here. And if you follow Troy, then you know that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. There's all this supernatural serendipitous things that are taking place. And man, we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of those things. And so guys, I'm going to carry you through what's taking place politically and what's taking place with us at the International Summit Against Human Trafficking. And again, Shay's been with me. Ben was with me. Bill's with me. Mario was with me. Swami, she was there too. And so I'm about to share all that with you. Now, guys joining me from, I don't know, like 1,500 miles away from where I am right this second, is Miss Rebecca. You were there in the studio. Hello, how are you?
Yes, sir. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, man.
Love you.
It's kind of good to see you. I can't actually see you, but I can hear you right now.
Okay.
So
sense your presence.
Yeah, all right. I can tell that you're there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I got so many cool testimonies to tell you. And then sitting next to you is Miss Connie.
Yes.
Hi, everyone.
Lou.
There you go. Right on. Well, it's good to hear your voice, Miss Connie.
Oh, thank you. I'm super excited to hear everything that's been going on.
Yeah, I know that you're bound to have been trying to keep up with us a little bit. Man, we got a bunch of cool stuff to say to you girls. So thank you, girls, for joining us here today. Thank you, Shay, for joining me. And guys, again, if you're just now jumping in here, we are going live from Washington, D.C. Guys, I'm only 6 blocks away from the White House right this second. I'm actually 6 blocks away. And I was on Capitol Hill this morning. You were there with me.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. So what'd you think?
I mean, it's been an incredible past 2 days. I don't know. Do we start with today or do we start with yesterday?
I don't know, man. Hey, look at that, man. Man, that's cool, bro. Way to go. We got a monitor.
Yeah.
That's really good. And in like just a few minutes ago, we just got through doing a huge interview. Yes. with the mayor of Metepec, Fernando Flores, who we actually partner with. And man, it was good.
Oh my goodness.
It was so good.
You know, it's really, really incredible to see you really being here. One thing that I've noticed and been able to see in person, and really is my first opportunity, the scope of what Trim Room Ministries, what ODX, what we do. Because, and you said it, you know, you've been doing this work for 30 years, but you're here being recognized on a national and international platform and being honored for the work. You literally, oh, we should have brought it, the, we'll bring it tomorrow, the award that you were given today.
Yeah.
It was really powerful. I mean, this beautiful award that was given to just a select few people that do incredible work rescuing kids. I mean, I got to say, I didn't hear anyone else that had rescued 11,000 children. So that was pretty, it just really, it made me feel really proud to be a part of this team and to be here.
I'm blown away as I work with other ministries that are making a tremendous difference. Yeah. I'm blown away at what people do. And then I'm blown away that God would use this motley crew from, you know, Johnson County, Texas, and from parts unknown to do the kind of work that we're doing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know another ministry in the world that can say that they rescued 11,000 kids.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, on the planet Earth. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying, look at what the Lord has done. I mean, no, it's special. It's like really special.
And to have had the mayor of Metepec sitting right here, I'm literally sitting in the seat you were just sitting in. I mean, he took time out of his day to come sit with us to talk about what he's doing. I mean, he's going to like run for president someday. Probably.
Yeah, he'll end up being the president.
Like, this guy is incredible. And I can't wait. That interview is going to be up on odx.tv soon. Okay. It's going to take a little bit of time to edit because we have like subtitles and we got to go through all that and make sure that everyone that's watching can understand what's actually being said, because it was so important and so good. But be looking for that on odx.tv soon.
And by the way, and you're just kind of ramping up everything. You're ramping up, and I don't know if you guys have been following us on Instagram or if you've been following us on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, but man, like, we're just knocking out videos and putting them out there and trying to let everybody know
everything that we're doing.
Yeah, which is so much, man.
You know, it's honestly hard to keep. I mean, I've literally been texting Rebecca. I've been texting you, Connie, as well, as we're constantly, I'm sending them stuff when I'm not able to post it. I'm on there posting. So especially as we're here, you guys are going to want to make sure you follow us across social media. I'm really big on Instagram, so I love Instagram. Of course, we're trying to share it across all platforms, but we're trying to keep up with all that you're doing.
It's so fun and so exciting and just really so Jesus. Like,
we sat for hours with people over the past couple of days.
And many people have done incredible things for amazing people, and that's not dog at all. But like, you just sense the spirit of God when you got up to speak, and it just, there's something about like, it just broke through. Both times I felt like that.
Okay. So yesterday, when do you guys remember what the name of that building was where we were at?
The something of States.
Or
you can say it.
It was OAS. Organization of American States.
It's beautiful building.
And so incredible building. And we were there, and there was a lot of people that spoke before me, and we listened intently. People got up. There was a rescue girl that got up to her rescuer, and that is a very special story. But she got up, she sang a song, and she did her thing. And it's just like, hey, I wrote a song about my rescue, and she actually wrote it in Spanish, and she was trying to do it in English, and she just wanted to honor the girl that had rescued her. And then there was a bunch of other rescuers. Most of the people I knew.
Yeah.
What's amazing was nearly everybody there knows us.
Yeah.
And I mean, the reputation that we have of rescuing kids now and raising these kids. Up until the time that I spoke yesterday, and guys, this is something that I did.
I asked everybody to pray for me.
Connie was telling me earlier that we have all kinds of different ways for people to pray. Right. And we'll speak into that here in just a minute. But I pray that the second that we get up there, whatever spirit that is in that house will be broken, and just that the spirit of the Lord will just show up.
Yeah.
And Jehovah Nisi, right? Game changing. And it happened. As soon as I just said, well, hello, friends, I want to talk to you. Dude, the atmosphere completely changed.
Especially, too, because it's so formal. You know, you're like, the you feel formal
being here. And that's something, this is really my first time like spending time on Capitol Hill. I've driven like as a kid, I think I came here. But it is very emotional and powerful being here. You feel the power and the importance of walking these halls.
Yeah.
And so you just, even if no one's trying to be formal, you feel the sense of formality, like best behavior and like, and everyone that's speaking is very put together and all.
Except for me.
The second you got up, it just kind of, I felt like it was like, oh, we can like relax. Oh, he's relaxed. Oh, he's just talking to us. Like, and it just, that's why I think it, part of the reason too, it just stood out. Cause you started talking about your personal story.
And it was just
truly from the heart and from just the overflow of what God does in and through your ministry. And so it was super powerful and people really responded.
I didn't have a clue what I was going to say.
I was kind of concerned a little.
I was like, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to watch how this goes. Yeah. And the Lord is going to tell me what to say.
Yeah.
And I'm just not going to worry about it. But I mean, it was only a 10-minute long session, so it was no big deal. And I was like, if I just tell them how we got started, or if I just was like, I want to hear this thing and I want to hear what everybody's saying and just see what I can add to it. And really and truly, I just wanted to bring hope and say, we can make a difference. Yeah. I knew the room that I was talking to because those were all rescuers that was in there. There wasn't any congressmen or senators in this thing yesterday. They were, of course, there today. Because we were on Capitol Hill today, but I was like, this is a room of world changers.
Yeah.
And everybody in here has been threatened. They've had their lives threatened by the cartel. Everybody in this place has been persecuted. Everybody in this place has a million really sad stories. And I'm like, I'm going to get up there and go, way to go, guys. This is what I'm talking about, you know? And I did, and the Lord was with me. And again, I'm just so grateful, man, that all you guys have been praying for us, because I can truly tell that I can feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think we even sent out something this morning saying like, hey, thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for us because of what we had today. Because today was, I think even yesterday felt formal in that we were in the Capitol, essentially being here in DC, but today was like literally on Capitol Hill.
Yep.
We were in a room, which we can get to later. There was a lot of crazy stuff going on in the building that we were in this morning, right down the hall. And you just felt that. So you did feel again, that sense of formality, even more so with there's congressmen and all these people. And again, just sharing from the heart and what we've been able to do to rescue kids and why. And I think what you gave today was really, really good. And we shared a clip on Instagram. So make sure you follow Pastor Troy Brewer on Instagram to check that out. But we shared my personal favorite part of what you spoke about was when you were just calling out like the body of believers, it's time to now stand up and to not shy away and to not be afraid. And if we don't do it, if we don't speak now, if we don't stand now, who else is going to do it? No one.
Yeah. I actually said on Capitol Hill today, pansy Christianity will not work in this day.
I actually texted Bill. I said, can I post pansy Christianity on Instagram?
He's like, pansy Christianity will not work. And I actually said that today. And then I was so grateful because we have state representative that was there. He's a young man. He goes to Mercy Culture Church, he is the guy that is responsible. One of the people responsible for writing the bill in the state of Texas that requires pornography to actually do an age check. And so it's like, okay, so like, whoa. And they actually got it passed. And it's been like one of the biggest wins we've ever had. And then you know what happened? As soon as you hold these jokers accountable, they're like, okay, we're out. Their market is so huge in the state of Texas of underage children that they decided it's not even worth being in the state. And they bailed out.
Yeah, that was crazy when he said that. I couldn't believe it. Was it Pornhub? I'm not sure.
It was Pornhub. The clowns from Pornhub that lobby right here in Washington, D.C. with millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. And then as soon as they're held to any form of accountability of messing with kids, they're like, oh, no, we're out.
Kids.
Yeah. All the law said was that you have to know what the age of the person is in order for them to get on.
Should say a lot, the fact that.
And they're like, nope, we cannot do business like that.
It's wild.
You know what? Hell. with Pornhub.
Get that passed in every
I'm telling you, let's get that passed in every single state. And it's happening. I mean, it's actually happening. So I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. And so anyway, he got up and hammered pornography. And last year I was the only person that said anything about it. I was the only person. And he did a phenomenal job. And then I got up there and then I hammered it.
Yeah. Tell the story of last year, because I think that was really cool about when they asked you to speak last year.
Yeah. So last year they actually, I was the very last speaker last year. I was the last speaker of the day. And I'm sitting there minding my own business. I didn't think they were going to get to me. And then they came over and it was Sarah Carter from Fox News, who was also there. And she was with us last night at the dinner we had last night. And she comes over and she says, Troy, you got to get up there before this thing's over with. And you're only going to have 20 minutes. Oh, there's no problem. She's okay. This, that, I'm going to hand it over to you and you need to just do whatever it is that you do. And I said, okay. So after she left, this guy in a suit comes over and he's like an authority. And he comes over and he says, hey, Pastor Brewer, before you get up there, I know that you've been briefed, but I don't know if you've really noticed or not, but nobody's talking about pornography. I said, I have noticed that. And I was like, me and Leanna were just talking. He goes, yeah, that's because this is not an anti-pornography venue. This is anti-trafficking. So just stay in the lane of trafficking. And I told Leanna, man, can you believe that clown just came over here and said that to me?
Like it's the same lane, by the way.
Like, wow. Can't talk about trafficking without talking about the responsibility of pornography.
Yeah.
You can't talk about it. It's like, I have never rescued a child that pornography was not involved in some way. Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't happen. And so I'm like, okay. So I got up and I said, pornography is the reason why we're here. And I just started saying the word over and over and over and over and over again. And then
don't tell Troy Brewer that he can't do something.
Rain on them. I'm
calling him to do.
Rain on them.
Not gonna work. This is not gonna work.
And I was like, okay, so I didn't think I could get anybody back this year.
And I did. And the CPAC group was amazing. Man, CPAC is a legit organization. And very good to us. Very good to us last night. And they are taking on legislation across all 50 states. To hammer these things, including in the state of Texas, to make the next thing that needs to happen is once the laws are in place in the United States against pornography that says you can't let kids watch that, the next one is this: you can't just get on social media if you're a child and if you don't have adult supervision.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
a big one.
That is a big one because all this porno comes across all of this social media. Now they're very good at censoring guys like us, but they can't censor pornography.
That's so true.
It is so true.
Community for this and that or conserve whatever. But when it comes to that, when it comes to our children, it's like they're anything goes. That's so scary. It's like the Wild West.
Friends, I'm talking to you from Washington. And so we're here and we set up a studio here and I'm literally in Washington, D.C. It's a very special broadcast of The Pulse. And joining me back at the ranch, as we like to say, is Rebecca. Rebecca.
Yes, Pastor.
I know that there's people all over the world watching.
Yes, we have Arizona in the house. We have Laura. We have Janice Turner. We have Itasca. Is that how you say it? We got Poppy Phillips.
Do you notice any other states?
Yes, we have Africa. Let's see here. We have Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, have you noticed anybody on there, man? That really stands out. Yep, right on. Miss Connie, you notice anybody on there?
No, I'm on the ODX chat.
Yeah, how are our friends over in ODX, stage 2 and stage 3?
They're doing good. A lot of them are surprised about the. A lot of them are like, well, can't kids just lie about getting on the Pornhub, you know, lie about their age? But, I mean, yes, they can. But the fact that, to me, it's just even more surprising that that small bit of security it was enough to run Pornhub out of different states. It's not just Texas. There's been several states that have passed this legislation. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we're hoping that the full 50 will get it together. But we have a couple, you know, a lot of our regulars that are here, our ODX family. They're watching here in the chat. We have Pablo and Diana, Jill Jones, Jacob is here, Sarah Spencer. I saw Charles Jones earlier. I always spot him because he's a fellow Kleberknight, so that's fun.
Pablo's in Argentina, Sarah is in Michigan, and just thinking about all these guys. Anyway, guys, I want to say welcome. And so, friends, if you are watching this across our social media platforms here within another minute or so, maybe 15 minutes, we're going to go behind the veil. And at some point, we're actually going to do that. And the only way that you can stay on there is if you are a part of our platform at ODX.TV. So let's continue. Let's talk about this.
All right, I got to speak yesterday, and off we went, and it was awesome.
And the Spirit of the Lord was there. It was very uplifting. And then as soon as I got off stage, everybody wanted to talk to me. And honestly, tons of people came over like, hey, I want to get my picture with you. We follow you. We love you. You guys are like the champion church that takes this thing on. And just hearing what people were saying about our impact that we made in our lives was crazy.
Yeah. And did you get stopped like 5 times, literally walking down the street? You were saying he went to lunch. And came back from lunch and said, man, this ministry, our ministry, the reach that it has, getting stopped on the street in Washington, D.C., literally, I mean, this is a city of movers and shakers worldwide. And obviously, it's fitting that you're here, and that our team is here, but I thought I was incognito, too,
because I had cowboy hat on,
and I'm like, who's that cowboy?
We got hollered at. We walked down to the archives building. We went down to the National Archives.
While we were down there, somebody came up to talk to her.
So that's really cool. That's really cool, the impact that we're making, and we're seeing it all over the planet. And it's crazy. People are joining the fight.
I'm curious, as you look back on just the past couple days, what has surprised you the most, maybe, or been a surprise to you? Just throughout our time here.
My biggest surprise, number one, outside of our team, which I do want to talk into, is the upgrade from last year's summit to this year's summit.
Yeah.
Is remarkable. I mean, last year, whenever this was taking place, the movie Sound of Freedom had just come out. And so everybody was like, it's a really good idea to get involved in this. But since that time, the people that are actually involved in this have their network together a whole lot better.
Yeah.
And to see the difference that people are making. I mean, it's literally gone from something that was kind of weird and taboo to rescue kids out of trafficking to something that they're like, every church needs to take this on.
Yeah.
This should be the cause of every single church. You know, if we were living in the South 200 years ago, and where slavery was very real in Texas, very real all across the South, if you were going to voice that Jesus has come to set the slaves free, number one, you would be hated by your own people. You'd be ostracized within your own community. There were a lot of white pastors that were actually murdered, including one in downtown Fort Worth. They murdered him, and then they left his bones out, and children actually played with his bones. Yeah.
For what?
For standing against slavery.
Wow.
And he was a man of God. And I say this, okay, it's one thing for that man of God to stand out by himself and to be martyred. It's a whole nother thing for the church to realize this is our cause, the entire church, every denomination, every single denomination, every single godly person, and say, if I love Jesus, I got to do something about this.
You should care.
And you know, that guy stood by himself in a terrified state, surrounded by churches, because nobody would pick up the cause.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's going to get messy. It's going to get ugly. Terrible things are going to happen. And you know what? We don't want people to think that we're loyal to the North. You know, we don't want that, because, you know, that would be make us traitors against our own people. So we'll just keep quiet. I want to just tell you that same exact kind of thing has happened in the media, where we as a church has said, well,
we don't want people to think that we're ultra right wing, so we're not going to say anything about it. And also, we don't want to get canceled, and we don't want to get censored, and we don't want to people to think that we're not a seeker friendly, so we're not going to take these things on.
No, this is slavery.
Yeah, I mean, you said it today. It's the standing up against obviously against evil, but then, like you said, pansy Christianity.
Yep.
Is that it's that that's pandering to that, that's tiptoeing around all the things because you don't want to be too controversial. And you know, I told you at dinner the other night, like, one of the things that, you know, because my husband and my sons, my two sons and I, we relocated our family from Florida to Fort Worth to be a part of Open Door Church and of this ministry and this work. And, you know, I was just telling you, you know, we love being a part just of the church because I truly feel like the only person that you cater to is God as a church body. Like,
that's
but you know, so many churches these days, it's, oh, we cater to this, or we cater to artists, or we cater to seekers, or we want, you know, and I get that. Obviously you want all to feel welcome, but hey, it's called Open Door Church. Anyone's welcome to walk through those doors, but just know when you walk through those doors, the only person that's being catered to is God. So God's saying something, you know, the biblical values, biblical foundation, like, it's not compromised. And that's like what we need in this day and age, a time where I feel like there's so many gray lines, there's so many gray areas in even in Christianity. And it's just refreshing to be in a body and in a community that is not that way.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Glad to see you here.
I'll try not to talk too much over here because it gets me excited.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I know.
Good luck with that. Well, you know what? Just a couple of miles down the road from here, at the place where we were at this morning, there are Americans that are out protesting Benjamin Netanyahu. He's just a few blocks away from us, and they're saying death to Israel. And they are out there, and you know, we're fixing to go up there. You know,
we have an awesome camera guy that we got here from Florida. He's a good friend of mine, and I honestly feel like when we're done this, I do feel like we need to pack up a camera and we need to go find happening. Because it's funny, because I got a message from someone on Instagram saying, oh, you know, I saw all that's going on at the Capitol with Bibi Netanyahu and the protesting, and we haven't seen this you know, summit against human trafficking. So we've been in that world, but as soon as we heard about that too, we're like
hey, let's go. I stand for Jesus, how do I stand for Israel, and how do I stand for America? You can count on me. Let's go.
We'll pack up the camera and let's.
Yeah, man.
Are you okay with that, Lance?
He's like, yeah, I can already wait. Look at Lance. Lance is in.
He's in.
Okay, so at the same time today that we were on Capitol Hill, while we were speaking, there is a wall.
Yeah.
And the other side of the wall, literally the wall that was our wall, the other side of the wall was where all this mess was going on with Secret Service. That happened with President Trump and their failure to protect him. I mean, their gross negligence at best.
Yeah.
At best, it was gross negligence. But everybody, I think it's very irresponsible to think that there wasn't something nefarious going on.
Definitely. You know? Whether it's in the spirit or in the physical, like, there's something.
Hey, when the toothless hillbilly out in the audience can point out the threat for the president.
Oh, the guy. I know you're talking
and
about.
And the trained professionals shrug their shoulders at it, and he gets two rounds. He gets two different volleys off. Are you kidding?
Yeah, something.
Like, whoa. Okay, well, that actually happened. And then the lady that is in charge of the Secret Service, she is a typical Biden administration person. And she's clueless. She's unqualified. She's a joke. She's
no longer in her position now.
She just put in. I mean, I wouldn't want that. Listen, I wouldn't trust my grandson Barrett with my security before I would trust that clown with my security. And man, I've got security teams. I've got security teams all over the world. Oh my gosh. Okay, that was going on underneath the same roof we were in. And she resigned this morning, right at the time that I was speaking.
Yeah.
She actually resigned at the time that I was speaking.
Speaking even more because some more people that need to resign.
And it was right on the other side of the wall that all that was taking place. Yeah. And then whenever we got done, you took me out there and said, look at all these press. Oh my gosh, did you know that she actually resigned? I was like, no.
I know that.
What it was interesting because, like, again, you know, we had one room, and I actually think the room that we were in today is the room that Bibi Netanyahu is in tomorrow.
That's exactly right.
Which is really cool, and we're hopefully, God willing, going to be able to get there. But you know, I just walked around the corner. The restrooms happen to be around the corner, and I go down that hall, and there's like all these cameras and people, and I'm like, oh, something's happening, and I'm so nosy, and I'm like, I gotta find out what's going on. So I saw some guy with like a pin, and he looked important. I was like, excuse me, sir, you know, what's going on down here? And he like looks on his phone, and he's like, oh, it's the hearing, to figure out. I forget how he worded it, but it's the hearing to figure out what happened with the assassination attempt on Trump. But, oh, okay, cool. Good to know.
And then you came back
in.
Get out of
here. I was like, well, you got to come over here. We got to do something. And we did post it on our Instagram. So again, head over to our Instagram and check it out. And I think we're going to share it on X.
So we've never had a big philosophy towards Instagram. Number one, I've never had a team, you know, that wanted to do anything like that. And so, but you have, and we have Instagram. Yeah. And we do that. But
following on Instagram.
But I mean, yeah, from just, you know, Rebecca throws something on there. I throw something on there.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't know what we're doing. We just, you know, we're just willing. Okay. Now that I've said that, you have a big, why Instagram? Why do you want to use Instagram
just,
so much?
Well, for me personally, I just, that's the outlet that I enjoy the most. I like that it's.
What do you like about Instagram?
Well, because
I have like, never in my life.
Looked at me, it's just a great community, just like you have your community on X, because you're really big on X,
I just think it's like different. What did I say? Different strokes.
Some people are just more drawn to one platform than the other. But it's great to have a team of people that are passionate about all of the different areas. You know, we've got people on our team that are really great about YouTube and YouTube Shorts. I check YouTube Shorts all the time. I don't watch them, but a lot of people do. And your YouTube Shorts do great.
But I personally am just really passionate about Instagram. It's a way that I get my news. I follow a lot of news people, and honestly, it's helpful since that's how I knew that the Secret Service woman resigned 47 minutes prior is because I walked out, I just happened to check my Instagram, and it said it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening here. This is prophetic. So to me, it's a quick way to not only get news and all that, but connect with the community. And you've got a great community on there that is following you, and that's interacting, and yeah,
our Facebook bunch is growing.
Oh yeah,
and it's growing, and dude, and guys, you guys look at all the videos that we put. I want to tell you, you're constantly on the phone with Rebecca and the rest of our team members. The way that we have been putting together short videos and putting together relevant content and sticking it on there the past, I don't know, week or so, has just been like a dream come true for me. I'm like, it's a huge upgrade. Like, wowzers.
Shout out to our team. Cause like, it's our team back home that's really helping support us. Had Scott, who was there last until like 8 p.m.
Yep.
Just to get that real. Cause we really wanted to get you guys a recap from yesterday, from the day. Cause it's just so exciting. And we're gonna hopefully have another one out today. So, you know, we've got a great support team that have been cranking this out. We had Ethan that got stuff up on YouTube, and so we are really excited. The team is really excited. I feel like we're moving into a new season, and it's going to be a fun one.
We've got a lot of different ways to demonstrate the fact that Jesus Christ is resurrected from the dead, and that the hope of America mm-hmm. is literally that the church will be the church. And as soon as the church quits being the church, America's done.
Yeah.
It's over. And like, no, I've got good news. Miss Rebecca, are you still over there?
Yes, sir. We're right here.
I wonder if you guys could actually find the summary video from the day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I would love to show that here in a minute. If you could
get that. I think that should be the day one video.
I think Josh already has it. So we'll let you know when it's ready.
Couple of pros right there. Okay, so if you would, let's go ahead and let's load that up and we'll watch it. It's a summary from day one.
Okay,
guys, day one here in DC, talking at the Capitol, fighting human trafficking. Boom. We're here at the Organization of American States, and it's a huge organization for all things on the Western Hemisphere.
And it's a coalition that deals with
political issues and security issues. Here we go. It's going to be awesome.
thankful for the ministries of Pastor Troy Brewer for everything you have done to help our organization and all the victims. The smile in their faces say everything. So thanks a lot.
Hey guys, here we go.
This is the cause of those who follow Jesus. This is the cause of those who respect and love life. You do not have to join my church for me to help you if you are rescuing children. I do not have to agree with you politically to help you if you are rescuing children. We do not have to speak the same language for me to help you if you are rescuing children. If we do not answer this, no one else is going to answer this. If not us, then who?
I was a general attorney in Mexico City. We worked every day against the human trafficking.
What's amazing is all of these guys are all rescuers. And then what's also amazing is they recognize us for rescuing. And finally, after 30 years of doing this, it's actually give, you know, we actually have a platform and we actually have a voice now. It's a great move of God. Okay, I just wrapped, and I want to tell you, the Lord really moved whenever I was speaking. This was a big, big, big win, and it's only a warm-up for tomorrow, which is actually in the Capitol building. So, guys, you know, we've been saying for 30 years, not on our watch. Not on our watch. We've been saying that for decades now. Guys, if you already partner with us, I'm telling you right now, you're making a tremendous difference. And if you're not, I encourage you, get in the fight.
What a way to end the day. Okay. Okay, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah,
finding a hot dog stand in the rain.
Yeah,
it was right there. We all got out and we were all starving. We said, look, there's a hot dog stand. And we went, you
just had hot dogs, corn dogs, and egg rolls.
Corn dogs are good.
That was good.
Man, my hot dog is great. Listen, but I'm a hot dog guy.
Yeah,
hot dog.
Well, anyway, yeah, yesterday was a great day. So way to go, guys,
loading up that video for me.
Yes, sir. And the presence of God is all over that video. I'm just going to let you know. I'm not crying because I'm a crier, but you could feel it. So, yes.
You are too.
No.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for loving us, Rebecca. Thank you for being a part.
You're a very valuable part of this team.
You really truly are, man.
Love y'all.
And it is extraordinary. It's really extraordinary. The thing that I was going to say, you were asking me about what really stands out. Now, that one thing was a big upgrade from last year to this year, but also too just the rock star team we have.
Mm-hmm. Man, guys, I wish everybody in the world could see Suwanami and Mario in this role that they're in.
Yeah.
And how that, you know, she goes along behind me and she's around just making all this stuff work.
I mean, just making it work. And she works so hard. And it's like, wow, thank you for that. It's very, very, very thoughtful things. Videos being shown.
Yeah.
People to talk to. All kinds of stuff.
She sets it up.
Today, I was asked, when I was on Capitol Hill, I was literally asked,
okay, we know the story about Franciella, and she was like literally mute.
And I can't, what's the name of that Fox News lady that was interviewing me? She's an investigative journalist. She was also there last night as well. And at the house that we were at last night, I can't remember her name.
Not Sarah Carter.
It's not Sarah Carter, which I love Sarah Carter. I love her. She is so awesome. This lady, though, is also so awesome. And
the one who hosted today? Apparently.
Yes. And so she turned to me, because she follows us, again, big-time Fox News girl follows us. And she's like, so I know that you guys rescued this girl, and I know that she was mute, and I know that you had to go down into the Amazon, and you had to rescue her.
Now she's like a worship leader.
I said, yes. And then I told the whole story about how that we had to re-rescue her.
Yeah.
Because a cartel came in, murdered a bunch of people, horrified us, and then drug our little girl off kicking and screaming. And we had to,
I'm on, I'm on,
I won't turn her Rebecca. Rebecca.
I'm telling you, it was one of the most hurtful things I've ever been in all my ministry in 30 years. Mm-hmm. I remember I called Patricia King and just said, I'm not going to be able to live with this. Mm-hmm. That little girl was, we have to go get that kid. I'm not going to be able to live with this. I know that kid.
Yeah.
And she is being sold to monsters and she's 9 at this moment. And I'm like, I know what's happening. And I'm like, I can't live with it. And Patricia was like, yes, you can. You're anointed. You have authority. And she was so nice to me. She's like, Troy, I'm so sorry. And she went through this, but she's like, Troy, you have authority in this. Don't throw your authority away. Stand up, make declarations, and then get to work and have action, because God's going to bless whatever silly thing you do. Well, anyway, I stood up today and told everybody about how that I had this crazy woman that worked for me, and that
Nancy
Ross.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's Nancy Ross?
I'll find her Instagram.
Okay, right on.
As you continue.
Nancy Ross, man. Okay, right on. Yeah, that's definitely her. Right on. I'm sorry, I was thinking her name was something else, but Nancy Ross. Anyway, and she is a lovely human being. I mean, she's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman. But man, she is a lovely human being. She loves Jesus so much. Nancy Ross does. Anyway, so here I am speaking up there at Capitol Hill, and I stand up and I said, yeah, I'm telling the whole story about Franciella because she asked about it. And then I said, I got this crazy woman that works for me, and she went down there. She and her husband went down there and risked their lives and put together our birthday party at the same time that we were about to.
It was a birthday party for the cartel.
Yes. Yes. And she went into the place where the cartel was. I mean, she's a young, beautiful woman. And she's down there. She's down there dealing with guys. She's down there dealing with guys that sell women and are murdering everybody. And she went all the way down to the Amazon and went down there and referenced Franciella. And I said, by the way, she's here at Barbunga. She's sitting right on the front row. And I told her to stand up.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And everybody applauded her.
Yeah.
On Capitol Hill.
And applauded Suwanee. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful. You know, Ben has been super helpful on this whole trip. He's been dealing with broke down cars and he was in a suit today for an hour and a half on the side of the road waiting on a tow truck.
Yep.
And the homeless people were like, what's up?
They didn't. They thought he was one of those. They're like, what are you doing?
He's in a suit. I mean, Ben was like in a legit suit. And then of course, working with you is a whole new experience, you know, and then being able to, you know, Connie called me today and said, hey, we need to go over the pulse. I got all these notes, which we haven't done a single one of those things yet.
But Connie, thank you so much for all the work you put into those notes. Very appreciated.
And Bill is here with us. Bill is here with us. And the work that Bill has been doing.
Yeah.
Guys, we're just blessed. I mean, we have a team of world changers.
And of course, Leanna. You know. Leanna is
a rock star. She does make me look good. She does make me look good. And
she, you know, she said something I've gotten to talk to her since I'm still the new girl here.
Yeah.
So, you know, this has been a sweet time for me to get to connect.
Ooh, this picture. Oh. Yeah, there's a picture of Leanna and I in front of the Ford Theater,
which is where Lincoln got shot, which is on this block.
Yeah,
it's just right around the corner. It's literally feet away from us right this second.
Yeah. But she said something that you are the rescuer and she's the builder. And I just think it's such a cool and supernatural pairing that brought the two together.
It's
wild. Because you guys, I think there's so many ways where you couldn't be more different. And even just hearing your story of how God brought you together is so cool. And I've gotten to hear that a bit. And I'm sure a lot of our ODX family knows it because you tell a lot of that story. But I just think that's really cool. And the fact that they have honored her here as well. And I think that's been really special. And I'm sure has been super meaningful to her.
I did not bring in my award. I forgot it. But we will do it.
They honored me today
and gave me this really cool statue.
Wow.
When I got up there, and it was cool. It was a great honor. As a rescuer, and it was awesome. And but I never looked at what was on the front of it. I was just holding it because, you know, all the cameras are there and you're just, and also too, they were speaking a lot of Spanish because there was a lot of Spanish, Spanish speaking rescuers that were doing all that. And I didn't look at the front of it. I just kind of just held it. And it's a hand that's holding a puzzle piece. It's like, you know, the missing piece, you know.
Wow. And I was just holding it. Then I looked at it and it didn't say
Troy Brewer. It said Troy and Leanna Brewer.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, that's right on. And I was like, Leanna, your name's on this thing. Get up here, you know. And she won't come. And so
I was like, yeah, it was just you standing there.
Like, no.
Yeah. We got a good picture of you guys, though. Yeah. We got a good picture of you guys.
Well, I also need to, hey, Connie, are you still there,
Ladybug?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, I got this really cool hat from the hat maker
in Darby, Montana. Right on.
Yes. Oh, that one. I was like, I don't know what hat you're talking about. Yes.
I had that picture taken at Capitol Hill today.
I had that picture taken because I told him, hey, man, I'm going to be wearing your hat that you made for me on Capitol Hill when I speak before Congress. And I'm actually going to take my hat up there. And he said, man, if you do, and if you'll frame that and sign that and send that to me, I'll hang it up right here. And where he's going to hang it up is next to Val Kilmer in his cowboy hat.
Oh,
and
what?
That he made for him.
And then on the other side is Wyatt Earp in his cowboy hat that Jimmy the Hat Maker made. So he made all the hats in the movie Tombstone. And he's going to put that picture of me right up here in between those two.
That's really cool. That's probably been my favorite thing from the DC trip so far.
Yeah, that's one of the highlights for you. That was really important to you.
It was very important.
Yeah, I'm glad
we did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you want to go from here?
Should we go behind the veil?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You guys want to go behind the veil?
Yes, we're ready.
We're going to go behind the veil, which is exclusive.
In fact, Connie, Rebecca, you girls tell everybody how they can get signed up for Behind the Veil and what all they get.
Yes. Let's see here. All right. So you can go to odx.tv and you could sign up to be stage 2 or stage 3 partners with us. And once you join, you have all the exclusive, all the videos, all the recent sermons everywhere. And you could get on the prophetic pulse, but it's, you click on that red icon. And once you click on it, you are an ODX behind the veil, but you have to be a stage 2 or 3, correct, Connie? Just want to make sure we're saying the right thing. Okay. And you get all the exclusive. It is so good. It is so amazing. All his sermon notes, everything from Redemption Ranch, everything with Apostle David Whittington was so amazing. If you missed that and you couldn't see it on stage 3, guess what? You can sign up today at odx.tv. And that was phenomenal. It was amazing. And is there anything else, Connie, that we need to say from odx.tv?
Just a reminder that we are in the month of July. So that means that our God and Country bundle is available. Yes. If you are interested in that, you can go on to odx.tv and right up to that shop tab that you see at the top. And it's right on the front page of our store. And the $50 bundle gives you everything. Mm-hmm. The study guide, the DVD set, the CD set, and the digital downloads. Mm-hmm. And when you partner with us that way, that is allowing us to be able to rescue boys and girls out of trafficking and to rescue rescuers. So thank you for those of you who have already bought the series and you keep a watch out for the next one coming up, because now that we're getting into a groove, every month we're going to have a new bundle available of Pastor Troy's amazing sermons along with a study guide. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, just check out odx.tv or you can always call us at 877-413-0888.
And you could give online at odx.tv give, or if you want to mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas 76097. And that's a wrap. Are y'all ready?
Guys, I want to tell you why I'm so jazzed about the partnership and people that are actually partnering with us and us actually giving these kinds of materials to people. I want to help you walk with King Jesus. But know this, on Sunday, we rescued some kids. Mm-hmm. On Monday, we rescued some kids. Today, on Tuesday, I got word okay, so we rescued, I think, two boys on Monday, or
right?
That
right.
was on, yeah, Monday. Yeah. Monday.
We rescued two boys.
And we've got their pictures and all this kind of stuff. I mean, but we've actually got them.
Yeah.
We've got them. And then today
we rescued. So last night we rescued a 9-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl.
And so they're in the process of moving them to our home right this second.
Okay,
guys.
That's $1,200 a month.
Every single kid that we take in is an additional $1,200 a month. And we are cranking it.
Mm-hmm. We're
cranking it. We're doing it. And I think that in the past like 18 days, I think that we've rescued 16 kids.
Yeah.
16 kids in 18 days. That is craziness.
Amen. Thank
you. And so, guys, they're going to our homes, man.
And guys, listen. Here's what I'm asking you to do.
Please support this. We need a big win this month because of all these cameras that are on me. It's activating all these people all over the world.
So because
they're scared that I'm going to say that they don't rescue anybody. We're talking about people who are supposed to be rescuing people.
And so prosecuting attorneys, all these kinds of people, when they see that we have the power of the camera and the lens on us, they're like, man, we better do something.
And then they go and rescue these kids.
And all of a sudden, at once,
this all happens. And that, I mean, the proof of it is the past 2 weeks and now this week. So, guys, please partner with us. Call the number that is on your screen or mail it in to the address that is on there, or simply go to odx.tv.
Because guys, we're taking our
water pistol and we're not saying no to these kids. And then let me tell you what's fixing to happen. All of our homes are all about to be at the fullest capacity. All these homes we just now opened.
Amen.
And then like, okay, then what are you going to do? Well, what do you think we got to do after that? We got to build more homes. We're going to have to hire more teams of people.
We're going to have to start buying hotels.
And the only way that we can do that is because of partners like y'all. And so, you know, man, this is not a normal ministry that just loves the idea of everybody giving money to us.
Yeah.
This is the kind of ministry that has already committed
to tons of things before the money comes in.
Yeah.
And I promise you, these guys know. And we've already committed. I just made a tremendous commitment just a few minutes ago.
A monster commitment.
And we don't have the money in yet. And so it's like, nope, I'm saying yes. And then I'm coming to you guys and I'm saying, hey, come on, man, support this thing. Yeah. So if you're not already partnering with us, please do so. And give your very best gift because it's going to make the biggest difference ever made.
Yeah.
Encourage you guys to do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go buy a Nouveau. You guys want to do that?
Do it.
Yes.
So if you guys are watching on odx.tv, stay right where you're at.
You don't got to do anything.
Just keep on watching on odx.tv. And for the rest of my friends, that are watching on all of our social media platforms all over the world, man, thank you for joining us. Thank you for praying for me.
Man, we can tell that you guys are praying for me.
Please be in prayer for all of our kids that we rescued this week. Because they're a mess.
They're a mess.
What'd you say? Yeah.
Parent rescue.
Yeah. We've rescued so many kids. Guys, when we turn on the lights on Washington, D.C., and when the cameras turn on us and this happens, the rescues just go through the roof. And it's already happening.
And we anticipate that.
We knew that.
Don't worry about it.
We got partners.
And people will step up.
And so I'm believing that. I'm hoping and I'm praying and I'm believing God for that. All right. Okay. So we're going to say goodbye to everybody across all of our social media platforms. You girls, do y'all have anything? Y'all just want to just say bye to them as we go?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're all good. We'll see y'all later. Yeah.